Hello.
Hi, my name is Octavia. Returning your call from customer service. How may I help you?
I was looking at my bank account and I saw some charges from you, and all I need to know is what the charges were for.
Yes, ma'am.
Do I need to give you my name, or what do you need?
I just need your zip code.
27523.
27523.
Yeah.
And can I please get your first and last name?
Lois Eileen McLean.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see you right here. For security purposes, can I please get that address?
9001 Reedy Brook Crossing, apartment 9303, Apex, North Carolina, 27523.
Yes, ma'am. I do see the address, but can you please repeat the building number or like the first numbers when you first started giving me the address?
9001 is the street address, and 9303 is the apartment address.
Yes, ma'am, and I do see you pulled up here. Okay, give me one second.
Pardon?
Give me one second. I'm looking, I do see an account matching your name. Can I please ask what you call in for today?
I want to know what I bought.
Okay. Back on the 20th of March, you brought a smartwatch. Do you recall that?
Yeah, but when I bought it, it was only supposed to be a small amount, and then I saw a larger amount.
Yes, ma'am, they did charge you $7.92. Okay, now what that was a 14-day trial. We give you that at a discounted price, which you got it for $7.92. On a 14-day, if you don't call in and cancel on the 15-day, they will bill you full amount for $69.97. That's how much the amount of the watch is.
Well, I'll tell you what, it don't work very well.
Okay, ma'am, like, do you not like? Like, what don't you like about it?
Well, for one thing, I can't find anything that tells you how to do anything on it, and I don't understand why. Well, I didn't. I didn't really need it, so.
Yes, ma'am. Were you trying to track? Because this watch right here, it tracks your heartbeat, because I have the same watch. It tracks your heartbeat, it measures your blood oxygen, it tracks your sleep pattern, and it measures your steps, as many steps as you take.
But it on the first thing, I can't get it to have the right date or time or anything.
Yes, ma'am. What did it come with a manual?
No, it didn't.
Okay, do you have anybody there that can help you?
Yes, I guess I could
Okay.
get my son-in-law.
Yes, ma'am, because here I don't actually know, like, because I would have to have an item in front of me for me to guide you. But I do know it do all those things. I have a watch similar to that, and it does the exact same thing, and it helped me a lot because I'm kind of a sickly person, you know. So, I use
Well,
that to track my heartbeat and things.
yeah, but the first part, you can't change it because it has all different numbers on the first thing you put on. I mean, the first thing that comes up. I just wanted to have, I thought it should have the right date and everything on it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So with that date and things like that, you would have to manually do that.
Well, there's no way to manually do it if I don't have anything to see to how to do.
Okay, give me one second. I'm going to see. Give me one second. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm looking in here to see if I can see how to work it. Because I never got, let me see. Okay, do the watch come on for you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am, I'm just trying to look and see, do I see information about this watch? Okay, I don't see. Okay, have you, because this is a Bluetooth watch, have you Bluetooth this phone? I mean, have you Bluetooth your watch to your phone?
Yes.
So it's not letting you go through your phone? Because it should let you go through your phone if you see a, what type of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so if you go through your apps, you will see this watch. It's a watch app on your phone that automatically comes with your phone. And once you connect it, and once you is connected, you should push on that app, the app watch.
Yeah.
Okay, and then when you go through there, it should let you, since it's already Bluetooth to your phone, it should let you go in there and change the date and everything that you need to do in there, in the app.
What do I get on my phone?
Okay, so if you have an iPhone, it's going to be an app on your phone.
Yeah.
And it's going to say watch on it. It's going to have a picture of a watch on it.
So I download that?
No, ma'am. It actually comes with your phone already. Just scroll through your app. And it's going to come with your phone. Then when you click on it, it should say your name, and it should say Apple Watch, or like whatever type of watch you have, it should have that name up there.
I'm on the same phone, but there's never anything, I got no information on it, none.
It doesn't say general?
It doesn't say general? No.
Does it say notification?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
Could you send me information?
Yes, ma'am. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Okay, ma'am, so it's not letting me send you any information. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so you actually don't need your phone. You can use your phone, but you actually don't need your phone with this watch. It automatically connects. If you go to your Bluetooth, do you not go to your Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Okay, and when you go to your Bluetooth, you turn on the phone, I mean, you turn on the watch, and it should be, when you click Bluetooth and you search your Bluetooth, it should say KY11. That's the name of your Apple Watch, your watch.
Okay.
What type of watch is this?
Okay, well, I'll try.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
I really don't. Can I return it?
Well, no, ma'am. You get to keep it, actually.
Okay, I guess. Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, I guess not. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a good day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.